Well, hello there, and welcome to Coogee and the Coast.
We're real coastal locals to story about the past, provide intel about the present, and take a gander into the future.
We are Aussie kids who love to uncover, discover, and find a new angle.
I'm Jocelyn.
And I'm Mia.
And we are hosts for today and can't wait to dive into another story.
This episode is filled with ocean mysteries, uncovered objects hidden beneath the shores and sand, as well as mythical tales.
The ocean is full of wonderful sea life and creatures and...
mermaids!
Mermaids? Oh, come on. They're not real.
Sure they are.
Why don't we just hand it over to Skye? After all, she's an expert at this sort of stuff.
I lay in bed, listening to the waves crash as the echo of a whale's song drifted past my bedroom window. The impatient beeping of my alarm pulled me into focus. December 19th, still a typical Christmas holiday. I've never been fond of the holidays, especially this year. As I trudged down the stairs, I stared glumly at the piles of stiff cardboard boxes labelled with thick black marker pens, waiting to be unpacked. I absent-mindedly gazed at the fridge, still empty from the move to Coogee. As I opened the cupboard, a crumpled box of Weet-Bix landed at my feet. Out of the corner of my eye, a spurt of water caught my attention. I made my way over to the window, and to my surprise, a pod of dolphins splashed along the horizon. My lips twitched. Am I smiling? No. I'm separated from the life I used to know. I feel isolated. I couldn't possibly be smiling. I pulled on my swimmers and made my way out the door. I wasn't used to seeing the crowds, the people, the happy families covered in sand, laughing as the sparkling ocean waves crashed over them. Focus on the dolphins, don't look at the people. I felt cool sand on my feet as I waded through the water. As I peered down at the sandy ocean floor, I noticed a lone shell towering over the others, shimmering in the sun, waiting to be discovered. I pick it up and examine its beauty. I hold it up to my ear, expecting to hear the sound of waves, but instead, I hear a voice.
Hello, hello,
it whispered. My eyes bulge, but I compose myself. Surely I'm imagining things, right? Wrong. The voice escalates into proper words, a voice I can understand. Its voice draws me out further. I hear a girl, not a woman, but a young child. She pulls me in like a magnet. Schools of tiny, neon fish circle around me. Round and round until a small whirlpool appears. With their job completed, they swim away. Now it's just me and the voice, now guiding me down the ripped water. I take one final breath and dive into the watery depths. What am I doing? I thought. The whirlpool goes down for what seems like forever. On and on, like a train on a circular track. I'm gonna run out of breath. Once again, wrong. Thump. I popped out of the swirling pool and, to my surprise, felt hard ground under my feet. I look around and notice my reflection bouncing off what seems to be a translucent bubble. Hold on, I'm in the bubble. By now, my breath was almost out and my lungs burned. Did I dare do it? Should I take a breath? I couldn't hold on any longer. I sucked in a short breath, preparing for my mouth to fill with water, but somehow air filled me like a balloon. I took in my surroundings. Sand, sand, and more sand. Amongst the abyss, a wooden table stood proud and tall against the pearly bubble I was trapped in. Atop the table, a container filled with brown, sluggish liquid was balanced precariously on the edge. I walked over and picked up the cup. It was almost empty and looked extremely old, but it had a sort of glow to it, and the voice was telling me to drink it. I hesitantly poured the liquid into my mouth. I shivered as the cool juice sloshed around my tongue. I swallowed, and it felt good on my dry throat. Suddenly, an irresistible itch took over my body. I bent down and screamed. The bottom half of my body was enclosed in scales. But that wasn't even the worst part. Protruding from the glowing green scales, a long, swirly tail spread out in front of me. I peered at my arms and realized my swimmers had been replaced with a perfectly embroidered shell top. I look like a mermaid, I screamed.
That's because you are one,
the shell replied.
Now you are a half mermaid, half human, and you can switch between the worlds. To transform back into a human, You must drink more of the juice, but you have to promise not to tell anyone.
Really? I said excitedly.
And you didn't want to move?
Laughed the shell mischievously.
Wow, the beach is one shell of a place.
I agree. And like I said, mermaids are real. Well, off to our next story about Aboriginal mermaids.
Wait. Hold on. What's an Aboriginal mermaid?
In Aboriginal stories, there's a mythical mermaid species. Excuse me if I say this wrong. The York York? The York York is a female creature originating in the... Yeah, that's all I know.
Let's hear Aurelia with a recap of the Aboriginal mermaid story, and maybe we can get some more insight.
I'm sure you've heard of mermaids. Perhaps old sailors' tales, the one with mermaid sirens who sing their captivating and entrancing songs, then drag poor sailors underwater to drown them. But have you heard of the Aboriginal mermaids? These creatures, York Yorks, come from the Dreamtime stories in the Kunwing Chu language of West Arnhem Land. Pardon my pronunciations of any of the names in this story. York Yorks are female water spirits, often referred to as mermaids. They are usually described as a creature with a female human head and torso, scaled belly and legs conjoined, ending with the tail of a fish. They are usually described and represented on stringy bark or in sculpture. There is a story of the York York freshwater spirits, Lekania and Marikia, who are believed to have crossed Kunwing Chu country in human form and to have transformed into young girl spirits with fish tails because they made camp too close to the sacred waterhole of Nyalod. Their legs and feet transfigured into tails of fish, owing to this trespass on sacred ground. They live in freshwater streams, billabongs, and rock pools, where fish and small insects are said to be transformations of these young women, and trailing waterweed is believed to signify their long hair. In addition, shadows may be seen as they run away from humans who come too close to these water sources. These mermaid spirits are amphibious and may sun themselves on the banks of the waterholes in cold weather. Kunwing Chu likens specific earthly features to her body parts. For instance, a bend in the river may be said to be her tail, and a billabong her head. There are still a handful of artists who create art out of these stories of York Yorks, including Owen Yolander, whose carving of a York York mermaid in 1993 won the 10th National Aboriginal Art Award that year. Chris Liddy is another artist. He noted that when a person drowns, it means that the mermaid Mimi spirits took their spirit. I hope you've learned something today, because I definitely have. I had no idea how many different cultures have ocean mythology, from Poseidon to the Aboriginal mermaids we heard about today. This is Aurelia, reporting for Coogee and the Coast.
That was so interesting. I didn't realise mermaids had such a long history in numerous cultures.
You know, I've always wanted to be a mermaid.
Oh, stop it. That's unbelievable. Who in their right mind would want to be a mermaid? Besides, they're not real.
Sure they are. You didn't think The Little Mermaid was a fiction story, did you? Here's Lucy's story. Ursula destroyed the pier all along.
Somebody call Ranwick Council because the mystery of the Coogee Pier has been uncovered by a 10-year-old. After 9 years of research, I, Lucy, can reveal the truth of how the Coogee Pier was really destroyed. All that nonsense of a silly thunderstorm has been a lie. I proudly tell you about the research I uncovered, which I bet is a surprise to all of you, because you probably thought that Ariel, Sebastian, Flounder and that nasty villain Ursula were all fairy tale characters. Once upon a time, in the heart of Coogee, Ursula held a challenge for Ariel the Mermaid, Flounder the Fish and Sebastian the Crab to a pier-building competition. Ursula would be testing each of the three piers by trying to break them. The strongest pier would win Ariel's voice back. All the contestants had 45 minutes to get all the materials they needed.
Ariel went to get the wood of a gum tree because she thought that would hold up really well. Then Flounder went to find some shell and seaweed to build his pier. He mixed 7 buckets of it and headed back. Then it was Sebastian's turn, and he went and collected palm leaves and eucalyptus bark to weave together. They had 10 hours to build their pier and they got to work. Ursula returned and saw 3 finished piers and was about to test them to decide who was the winner. A massive wave was coming. First, Sebastian's weave leaves. It took him almost 2 hours to build because of the skill it required, and whoosh, crash, bang, it was gone. Next was Flounder. His shell and seaweed mix was working until it started to rain, and it got soggy so it melted down into the sand. Ursula instantly laughed because only Ariel's pier was left. She walked onto Ariel's pier and Ursula started the test. Test 1, the stomp test. She climbed up and stomped really hard, but nothing happened. That's way more durable than I thought it would be. Anyway, test 2, the water test. Ursula grabbed a bucket and filled it up with salty seawater and poured it all over the pier. Nothing happened. There was only 1 more test to go. Test 3, the hammer test. She grabbed the hammer and swung it behind her head and hit the pier, and again, nothing happened. All the contestants were celebrating until, crash, bang, boom, it was gone. Ha ha, I get Ariel's voice, she sang. And poor Ariel never got her voice back. The end. This is Lucy reporting for Coogee and the Coast.
I learned so much information about mermaids.
So did I. Maybe there's a slight possibility mermaids could exist.
I don't want to say I told you so, but...
Okay, maybe you're right. I simply need to take a swim. Maybe I could find the remains of one of the 3 piers.
Hey, I just thought of another joke before we go. What did the ocean say to the mermaid? It didn't say anything. It just waved.
But since you can't see us wave, we'll say...
Have a fantastic day,
and see you later.
Oh no, we almost forgot.
Forgot what?
For more stories like these, subscribe to Coogee and the Coast
on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
This is Mia
and Jocelyn
hosting for Coogee and the Coast. Coast.